In the final hours of the scheduled legislative session in Albany, state lawmakers overwhelmingly approved legislation creating the Toll Payer Protection Act, which is designed to help New Yorkers navigate the state's evolving system of tolls and toll collection. To discuss the legislation, we're checking in with the measure's assembly sponsor, Westchester County Democrat Tom Abinanti. Welcome back to the Capitol Press Room, Assemblymember.
Thank you. Nice to chat with you.
So what was the impetus for your legislative action in this arena, which is something you've been focused on since at least 2018?
The impetus is multifold. First of all, as a lawyer, I believe that anything the government does should be specifically authorized, or at least authorized impliedly. And when I looked at the statute, realized that there was no specific authorization for any of the agencies of the state or any parts of the state to do this tolls by mail, which is, you know, modern technology. It's a good idea. It's not a bad idea, but it's got to be done right. And there should be some authorization. The initial push for this, and that's the second reason, is that we found that people were being taken advantage of. They missed a couple of tolls. They didn't get it in the mail or didn't understand what it was. And they didn't pay it. And the next thing you know, there were these $500 penalties being imposed by some collection agency. And so, I had a constituent complain about this. And he got he was actually stopped. And the cops were nice. They didn't arrest him, but he was driving with a suspended registration. It was his mother's car. I, as an attorney, and he's a friend as well as a constituent, I actually went to court with him and had the charges dismissed, because we took care of it. My office stepped in and kind of negotiated the whole thing. And he was supposed to get some money back as they paid the $500 penalty and more, never got the money back. It was just a whole mess. So we drafted this legislation and then we found that there were people being tossed out of their cars and their cars were being confiscated. So it was another impetus. Now here was government acting totally improperly, confiscating people's vehicles because they didn't pay a toll. That doesn't make sense. It caused hardship. It was in the newspapers. So there were several different impetuses here for it. We passed it. The ex-governor vetoed it, really with no explanation other than that the system's working fine and he's going to make it work better. That didn't happen. We passed it again. And he vetoed it again with the same explanation. Now we're hearing that in upstate New York, around the Buffalo area, they're having a similar experience to what we had here. And now we're hearing also from in New York City, there are people with thousands and thousands of dollars of fines and penalties, and they've never been able to resolve it. So what this legislation does is it sets up a framework, a fair framework, to basically say, you got to send people the bill. You got to give them a second invoice to give them a chance in case they didn't get the first one. And then before you can pull their registration and before you can not, you know, push them out of the car, you've got to go to some kind of hearing, give them an opportunity to explain what happened. Then if they are a scofflaw, if they don't show up at the hearing, if they don't pay what the judge ordered, then at that point you resort to motor vehicles and you can suspend their registration, et cetera. It also calls for the MTA to put in an amnesty period, just like the Thruway Authority did early on. They put in an amnesty period, gave everybody a chance to catch up, to negotiate, to do what had to be done. It's just all about fairness. It's about fairness.
And this legislation is what? It's a product of the expansion of cashless tolling around New York? Because when you mentioned people who are paying tolls by mail, these are what, people who don't necessarily have an easy pass and are getting bills sent to their homes?
In most cases, it's people who don't have easy pass. But in many cases, it is people who have easy pass, but the easy pass for some reason did not trigger the mechanism it's supposed to. So I've had people tell me that they have, you know, hey, what's going on here? I've got easy pass. They're supposed to, they say they're going to bill your easy pass for a toll by mail system, but they didn't do that. The Senate sponsor indicated that he has people with a large number of tolls owed, and he's very, very concerned. We have not dealt with the issues the way we should. And I think also in the back of his mind, what's in the back of my mind is we're going to be moving to a tolling of the inner city of New York City. We're talking about a program of putting tolls around the business district in Manhattan.
The congestion pricing that we're going to roll out.
It's called congestion pricing, yes. And so you're going to have people crossing this imaginary boundary on city streets everywhere. You're going to have thousands and thousands and thousands of people crossing without, I would assume that they're not going to be setting up toll barriers, you know, in the middle of the street. So they're going to have a system that is not going to warn people that they're going into this inner sanctum, and they're going to be get, you know, a bill in the mail and be surprised. So we want to make sure that this is a fair system, that there are processes in place so that they can appeal if for some reason there was a mistake. Let's face it, our mail system is not perfect. Our computer systems are not perfect. The license readers are not perfect. There's lots of different places where you can have an error. And we just don't want people getting slapped with a $500 penalty, as this happens still, and having cars confiscated and having people tossed out of their cars. I mean, this legislation, first of all, it authorizes the state to actually do this because there's no authorization in the present statute. Then it sets up a process that has to be followed, which we just discussed. Then it sets up some other protections. For example, it gives defenses so that if the owner of the vehicle gets the toll, happens to be a licensing, happens to have the car licensed to someone, or it's a rental agency, you know, they will. This gives them the right, which is unclear in this statute, to get the money reimbursed by the guy who is driving the car. It also sets up a protection, requiring that that any of the information that is acquired as a result of this tolling and taking pictures, maybe pictures of people in the car, that this is kept confidential. There was one report by one of the news media down here in Westchester, an imaginative attorney and investigator actually subpoenaed some of the information and used it in a divorce trial. That's not the purpose of this. We don't want this information available to the immigration authorities or to, you know, I mean, let's face it, if the police need the information, they can get it. But for civil matters and for other types of information, we don't want the companies that collect data on people accessing this information, knowing that somebody goes back and forth across the bridge and sending them information about the local gas station that has the cheapest prices or something like that. We don't want that information. So we have protections in the bill to make sure that none of this information will get out to the private sector and be used for other purposes. And then there's a requirement that the toll charges be displayed. There's also a requirement that if people want to waive the toll by mail part of this and get it tolled by electronic means, they can do so. And also it requires that there be a toll-free number and a way to reach people or in the agencies so that if there is a problem, you can call and get the information, that it has to be a website. I mean, right now, if I wanted to find out if I have any tolls by mail due, I can't get into the website to do that. I have to have a violation number. And if I don't have a violation, what purpose is it? You know, I may want to go in and say, look, I've got Easy Pass, but I've heard of people who've gotten tolls by mail and not charged against their Easy Pass. So I want to go in now and make sure there's nothing out there. I can't do that.
You can search by your license plate.
That didn't work when I tried it. Maybe you did it.
Yeah, I mean, it'll tell you basically if there's nothing on it, which is what just happened when I did it before this interview. But you mentioned earlier that this legislation has been vetoed a handful of times by Governor Hochul's predecessor. Has this version of the bill that she's going to eventually have to decide on been substantially changed from those earlier versions?
The bill has not been substantially changed. It's been changed only slightly to accommodate some other changes that were already made in the law with other bills by other members. But this is a comprehensive framework. So staff went through it to make sure that it didn't conflict with anything we've done recently and to make sure it accommodates what we've done recently. But other than that, it's pretty much the same framework. We still want to set up a process. This really impacts due process the way we have it set up right now. There was a United States Supreme Court case that held that, and this is not the present Supreme Court, this is a Supreme Court of a few years ago, that held that the penalty has to be appropriate for the violation. That was a situation where somebody was, I think, charged with driving while intoxicated, and their vehicle and his vehicle was confiscated, and he couldn't get it back. Now, if you can't take the vehicle from someone who's driving while intoxicated, you certainly shouldn't be able to take the vehicle from someone who didn't pay tolls. And it's got to be in statute. We can't just let agencies just do what they want to do. This bill would require them to set forth specific rules and regulations consistent with the statute. And as you see, the statute is pretty detailed.
Another component of your bill is some annual reporting from agencies that are responsible for collecting tolls. In the interim, do you think the legislature, whether the assembly or the Senate or some sort of joint group, should have some sort of hearings to get more information about how this is going, to sort of fill in the gaps of some of the anecdotal reports and the media coverage that has been had on some of the toll issues?
Well, I think holding hearings is always a good idea, but let's get it passed first. We need to get it passed first. What we found when we did a deep dive, as much as we could dive into the numbers that they had, we found that a very large percentage of the income from this tolls by mail or cashless tolling was from penalties and fees, and not from the tolls themselves, which should not be the case. So clearly what was happening there was people, otherwise law-abiding citizens, were not getting the notices that they needed, and they were unable to deal with the system. Today everybody texts. This would require that the different authorities, the thruway authorities and the MTA, set up a system so people could text or get the toll on their text so that they know how much they just incurred by going over the bridge. The other thing is they've got to be a way for people to pay these tolls if they don't have a credit card. Not everybody has a credit card. Not everyone has a checking account. So we've got to have a system so that people can stop and make a payment.
And finally, I'm just a naive state government reporter, so I have to assume if the governor does veto this, considering how overwhelming the vote was in support of this measure, the legislature would probably be back, the next day to hold a veto override?
Well, we've never done that before, and I don't know that we'll do it again. I don't know that we'll do it. Let's put it that way. But I would certainly hope that the governor would see the overwhelming support for this legislation. And let's face it, this is a new governor. She's been working much better with the legislature than previous governors have. And hopefully she'll get the message here that this is something that's got to be dealt with. And even if it's something, we've had more chapter amendments than I've seen in the 12 years I've been in the legislature. This governor basically says, okay, you want to do this. I don't like the way you're doing it. My agency says you should do it a different way. And we have negotiated back and forth, and we've had chapter amendments. We've amended the legislation we've passed so that the governor will sign the version we passed. And in good faith, we then pass an amendment to it, and she signs that, which is the way the system's supposed to work. The governor's not supposed to just say, hey, I'm not even considering your idea. The governor's, this governor is working cooperatively with the legislature, and I applaud her for that. So she will say, I've had a couple of bills myself like that, where they said, we like the idea, but we can't sign it this way. So we're either going to veto it or we agree to change it. And I said, of course, we'll agree to change it. So what do you want to do? We negotiate it. She signs the bill the way we passed it. We go back into session. We pass what's called a chapter amendment. We're amending the chapter that she signed into law. And she signs the chapter amendment. And now we've got a bill. We've got a new law that works for everyone. And if there's a problem with this, I'm sure we'll get the same kind of cooperation. But the whole concept of what we're trying to do here is put a fair framework into the law is the point of this legislation.
Well, we've been speaking with Assemblymember Tom Avenanti. He's a Westchester County Democrat. Assemblymember, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.